Welcome to Come Closer with Eva, a playful, kink-curious space for adults who love a bit of tension, teasing, and power exchange. Here, we will explore fantasies, dynamics, and the delicious edges of desire. Each episode is an invitation to notice what actually excites you. Being led, taking charge, being teased, or giving in, and to meet those desires with curiosity. Today, I am going to talk about one thing that gets me excited as soon as somebody sends me a message and says, "Eva, can you look me up in chastity?" 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say yes. So, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. So, where do we start? So, chastity, in the kink sense, is all about not being allowed to do certain things with your own pleasure, like whenever you feel like it. And that might mean wearing a chastity cage. It might mean following rules when you can touch yourself or orgasm. And it might just mean that somebody else is deciding the timing. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're in a cage. I have had customers that have been in mental chastity as they are married, and they can't physically wear a cage. So that is always an option. You don't have to have a piece of plastic, resin, or metal around your cock. My stomach's rumbling, sorry. So why is chastity so exciting? I think that a lot of people like it because they like the build up. They like that it makes them really turned on, but also curious at the same time, instead of when they're not in a cage or they're not in mental chastity, they can just have a quick play and that's it. But I think that the build up, and also going on to the power shift, that somebody else is having a say over their pleasure and not them just thinking, sod it, I'm going to go and sort myself out. And 9 times out of 10, they love the focus. Suddenly it isn't about orgasms. It's about serving a goddess like me. Attention, following rules, and making someone proud. For me, chastity is such a playful thing, and I just love having the control over when there you can take it on and off, when you can take it on and off, when that you can take it off, how long it's on for, and also doing little tasks while you've got it on. That is the exciting bit for me. And I believe that when it's somebody saying, "No, you can't have release today, you can't have an orgasm today," it makes you more submissive, more obedient, and there it just gives you a bit more structure. So I would say that if this is really intriguing you and you don't want to try the cage, then definitely mental chastity. But it's going to take a bit of effort for you not to touch. And also, I want to touch on the consensual part of it. So if that you don't want to do it, don't let somebody force you into doing it. Because at the end of the day, you are also in control of the kink that you're exploring. And you consent to the dom having control of your cock and your orgasms. I would say start short. So don't say, right, I want to be locked up for a month, because you will fail. You will be screaming, shouting, get this off of me. So maybe start with a day, a few days, build up to the week, and then when you're feeling really brave, do a month. There is Locktober in October, but to be honest, you can do it any month. It doesn't have to be Locktober. And it has to be when that you're in the right headspace. If that you're not in the right headspace, then chastity in any shape or form is pointless, because if you're not happy, if you're not engaged in it, then it's not the best thing to do. I always encourage my subs to sometimes write a little journal, maybe write a note to me how they feel while they are locked up. I also ask them what kind of kinks that they're into as well as chastity, so that we can build that into when they have a package with me. It just makes it more fun than just, here you go, you're locked up, and that's it. I know that there are doms out there that will do that, and that's all they want to do, but that's not how I personally do it myself. So that is a quick and playful look at chastity. And I hope that you enjoyed it, and if that you didn't know much about chastity, you do now. Next week, I thought that I would do a Ask Eva. Some of you have sent in some questions, confessions, and I look forward to you sending me some more, and I'm gonna pick them at random, and I will be doing this every few weeks. So that's the Ask Eva. The podcast should be out every Wednesday, unless there I update you on my Twitter that it's not. So have a wonderful week and stay kinky.